Israeli security forces have found the bodies of three teenagers who went missing in the West Bank. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Hamas was responsible for the killings and said the group will pay a heavy price. Before summoning his security cabinet for a special session on Monday, he said the teenagers were killed by what he called human animals. Hamas has denied any involvement in the teenagers' disappearance. Three Israeli teenagers went missing while hitchhiking home from their school near Hebron on June the 12th. Media reports say their bodies were found near the location where they disappeared. After word got out on Monday the teens' bodies had been found, people began to gather at the site to pray. Ari Silverman was among them.
Everyone's very distressed and upset. It was obviously something that we knew was a possibility, something that we prayed that wouldn't happen. And I think people have come here at the moment because at a time like this, we need to pray and be together and strengthen Am Yisrael, strengthen the army that protects us, and be together and to pray.
Since the teens' disappearance, Israeli-Palestinian tensions have spiked. Prime Minister Netanyahu has demanded that Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas give up a reconciliation deal with Hamas. At Monday's U.S. State Department press briefing, spokesperson Jennifer Psaki was asked about all of this.
We have been in touch with both sides and have been urging continued security cooperation, that the Israelis and the Palestinians continue to work with one another on that, and we certainly would continue to urge that in spite of, obviously, the tragedy and the enormous pain on the ground.
As I mentioned earlier, Hamas has denied any connection with the kidnappings, but its political leader, Halad Meshaal, also has praised those responsible for it. Before the bodies of the teenagers were found, the Israeli government already had identified the Hamas operatives that it says carried out the abduction. For some insight into how Israel might respond to the killings, VOA's Michael Lippin spoke with Omri Sarin, senior strategist at the Israel Project, a Washington-based organization that provides information to journalists covering Israeli issues.
There's a range of options that analysts say publicly they could undertake. This is everything from imposing closures to a systematic campaign to root out Hamas in the West Bank, all the way to retaliation in the Gaza Strip. You know, something very, very dangerous has been happening in recent days in the Gaza Strip. What we've seen is, for the first time in a year and a half, since November 2012, Hamas has begun openly firing rockets into Israel out of the Gaza Strip. This hasn't happened since the last Israeli operation in the Gaza Strip. And over the weekend, literally hours before the bodies of the three boys were discovered, Hamas launched around 16 rockets into Israel, something that would be, independent of everything else, a massive escalation in the region. And so I think that when we're talking about Israeli responses, we have to look not just at what might be called retaliation for what happened to the three Israeli teenagers, but a concentrated effort to reestablish stability and deterrence in the region, which will begin, in large part, with measures to punish those who were responsible for the kidnapping.
How do you think that Hamas and other militant groups will respond to what looks like imminent Israeli retaliation for these killings? And bearing in mind that the Israeli Defense Minister, Moshe Ya'alon, I believe said as recently as the last day or two that he doesn't think Hamas wants an escalation of the situation, given that its finances are in a bad state and that it's been relatively isolated in the region recently.
So, you know, this is actually an interesting question. There's been a vociferous debate both on the Israeli side and within the Washington, D.C. foreign policy community about what Hamas's motives are. It was easier to make the case that Minister Ya'alon was making before Hamas fired rockets at Israel over the weekend. So, you know, there were signs that they did want an escalation and signs that they didn't want an escalation. But certainly, unfortunately, what seemed to happen over the weekend gave additional weight to those who believe that they do seek an escalation, unfortunately. Now, there's no doubt that Hamas would prefer to be able to get away with kidnapping and murdering Israelis and firing rockets at Israeli civilians and face no retaliation. So in a sense, it's always true that Hamas, quote unquote, doesn't want escalation. Of course they don't. They want to be able to continue getting away with crimes and terrorism and atrocities without facing a retaliation, which is what people are calling an escalation. But, you know, their actions belie that, and at some point the Israelis are going to decide that the violence and the terrorism has reached an intolerable level, and I think that they're going to decide that in the coming days, in fact.
That was Omri Sarin of the Israel Project speaking with VOA's Michael Lippin.